42. What happened back there exactly? Leia asked. Hand me that, Han said, gesturing toward his tools. The Falcon had made 5 quick jumps with no sign of pursuit. Now they were headed for the Maw. But Han wasn't waiting for the facilities there to begin his repairs. The second he thought they were safe, he'd begun tending to his baby. Leia handed him the demagnetizer. Not that, Han said. That! He pointed just as vaguely. The thingy. Which thingy? The Hydra spanner. She handed it to him, rolling her eyes. I'm not going to sprout fur, you know, she said. I'm not going that far. I don't know, Han replied dubiously. I knew this woman once, real pretty. Hit 50 and grew a mustache. Han. The Sunilak? Ask your son. He's the one with the education. Jason turned from his own work on the power core. I'm pretty sure I get it, he said. His mother looked up at him. Do tell. The cargo tanker was full of liquid hydrogen, right? That far I got. Dad dumped it all over the Sunilak, and we fired into it. That didn't do anything except the Sunilak produced voids to swallow their shots. They started swallowing hydrogen as well.
And choked on it? What?
The voids are like quantum black holes. You reach the event horizon, which in this case is more or less microscopic, and gravity becomes nearly infinite. Which means acceleration does, too. When a concussion missile hits one, for instance, the matter in it is instantly compressed into neutrons, and then, blip, singularity. Just like a black hole. And like black holes, if you dump in too much matter at once, it has to queue up to get in. It starts compressing outside the event horizon, so on the way in it undergoes fusion.
And the black holes swallow most of the energy, Leia said.
Exactly. The light we saw was only a fraction of the energy being produced, the part that escaped. Most of it went into the singularity. We know from experience that disappearing energy taxes the Dovin basals, right? In a few seconds, the Sunilak's voids swallowed dozens of hydrogen fusion explosions. It shut them down. Looks like all of your education wasn't a waste, Han remarked.
Wow, Leia said. That could be a good countermeasure against those voids.
Not really, Han said. It would only work if the hydrogen density was like it was. It was still semi-liquid. In another few seconds, it would have dispersed enough that it wouldn't have done anything. If the Sunilak had been moving, they would have whipped through it in a second. No, we had the perfect setup, and since I'm pretty sure the Sunilak survived, the Vong probably won't let that happen again. Nice thought, though. Jason was about to add something else when the Force blindsided him with agony. He must have cried out because both of his parents looked at him at once.
What is it, Jason? Leia asked.
It's Aunt Mara, he replied shakily. Something bad is happening to Aunt Mara. Aunt Mara! Jaina felt the pain and despair hit her like the heavy end of a hammer. She shook her head, not sure where she was. Had she blacked out? Stars tumbled by, and her astromech chirped frantically.
Oh, right.
She'd been flying into the Yuuzhan Vong superweapon when it exploded. Aunt Mara! The spike in the Force was fading, but the impression remained of Mara unraveling like a rotten fill fiber. Jaina balled her fists in frustration. Mara was hundreds of parsecs away, and here she was in a dead ship. I can't help her now, Jaina thought. Got to help myself first. She and her astromech managed to kill the tumble, but they were still without engines. Far behind her she could make out the wink of laser fire through a cloud of gas that must be the debris of the Yuuzhan Vong weapon.
We did it!
She was drifting sunward, but was outside of the asteroid field and in no obvious or immediate danger. At least she didn't think so, until she noticed, ahead of her, a heart-shaped chunk of Yorick coral. A big hunk. After a few missed beats of her own heart, however, she saw it wasn't under power. In fact, what it looked like, more than anything, was a Dovin basal.
Alone, unattached to a ship.
You think it's Flotsam? She asked the droid.
It whistled a noncommittal reply. It was too busy to care about space junk. Curious, Jaina adjusted her sensors and noticed something else strange. The Dovin Basil had a twin, about 100 clicks away, in the same orbit. Inward, toward the primary, another pair. And another, and another. It was a sort of corridor of Dovin Basils, stretching from the Yuuzhan Vong superweapon almost to the star in the center of the Cernpadal system.
Oh, no, she said. No, Kip, you didn't. Not even you would.
No, of course he would. And he had made her part of it. And she had brought in Rogue Squadron. She wanted to throw up. If she hadn't been in a sealed cockpit with limited room to do so, she probably would have. The astromech informed her that it had managed to rig a new antenna. Jaina opened a channel.
Rogue Leader, you out there?
Static, and then Gavin Darklighter's voice. Jaina? Jaina, thank goodness you're alive.
Copy, Rogue Leader. Can you send somebody to pick me up?
Absolutely. We're finished here.
Colonel Darklighter, you might want to come yourself. There's something here I think you should see.